whole war, a whole series of wars, a whole series of cataclysms. And you and I must know they cannot exist because it is not the will of God. If you believe in the fable of divine punishment for these things appearing, then you may think it's the will of God, but you'd be mistaken. Thy will is being done. Thy will is that perfection. Be made manifest. And therefore it is manifest. And manifestation does not mean what my eye sees. Manifestation means what is present, beyond the vision of my eye. Thy will is being done. If you can find the inner capacity never to deny the presence of that perfect will, you will find a source of vast strength within yourself. You'll be honoring the Father. Now you turn to this human form. After you have solidified your understanding that the perfect will is here, the omnipresent will of God, and you look at a doctor's diagnosis of your form, and he isn't aware of the perfect will of God. He isn't aware of the perfect manifestation of that will. He's got something on his diagnosis you don't happen to like very much. And so you're going to honor the five kings, or you're going to honor your mother, the perfect invisible manifestation. And so we look at the charts, at the graphs, at the pressures, all of the things that are so convincing when we see them. And we say, moon, stand still. Moon, stand still. The sun is shining. No one can fool me. It's not dark outside. That's the way human eyes see it. The sun is shining. The light of God is present, though it appear dark to man. The light of God is always present, manifesting the will of God. I am the light, not the chart, not the pressures, not the graphs. I am the light. You'll find it so much easier to do it for somebody else than yourself, of course. But you've got to do it for yourself, too. Now, start honoring the invisible manifestation without waiting for problems. It isn't necessary to wait until something's wrong. Honor the invisible manifestation. And you'll find that things don't become wrong. When your consciousness is on the invisible body, the invisible tree, the invisible bird, you will notice a new law taking place, the law of consciousness in truth. You are washing the feet of the world. The master with his basin of water at the feet of Peter is washing away the form, appearance, and is honoring the invisible manifestation. He's honoring his mother. The invisible manifestation is doing the will of God. Whoever does the will of God is my mother. When he washes the feet of Peter, which is the same as washing the feet of the world, he is honoring the invisible manifestation of each of us, which is doing the will of God. He's not taking the five-sense viewpoint. He's taking the soul viewpoint. He's living in the seventh day. In the seventh day, you honor the invisible manifestation, not the visible. You do it consciously. You walk in the invisible manifestation through the conscious awareness of its presence. And that does the miracle, because there is a spark ignited, an inner recognition. You are one with all, and you are quickened. You find yourself sitting back one day, and suddenly you know all there is in your room is the invisible perfect light, containing every perfect idea. And then you look around at the chair, the sofa, the lamp, and you realize these are our visible concepts about that perfect invisible light. The concepts aren't there at all. The perfect ideas in the perfect light are there, and you feel it. And you can feel a smile creeping across your soul as you know this, because it feels right. And when that happens, you're suddenly charged with a new kind of inner electricity. You can't do anything wrong. You're in a state of blessedness. You're one with that invisible light, and it's you. That invisible light, that invisible manifestation, that perfect will are all around us, and that's all that's here. It has ever been so, it ever will be. Now, if invisible manifestation is perfect and here, if the will of the Father is maintaining that perfect invisible manifestation here, is there another word for that will and manifestation? Can you think of a good word for it? I like the word heaven very much. That's what heaven is. That means heaven is here. It has always been here. You must consciously accept the presence of heaven as all that is here. Because there is no opposite. There is nothing imperfect, and that's heaven. Everything is functioning perfectly. That's heaven. There are no separations. There are no divisions. There are no negatives. There are no sicknesses or diseases. There is only perfect manifestation. We're not only entertaining angels unaware, but we're walking in heaven unaware. If you haven't been conscious that you are in heaven, you have been denying the presence of your father and mother. You have been walking in darkness where only light exists, and the five kings have fooled you. Literally, you are in heaven. There's no other place to be. And we who are unaware of this by the things we say and the things we do and the reactions we make to the visible world, we simply deprive ourselves of the treasures of heaven by not knowing we're in it. We're separated only in our false beliefs. Literally, we're not. We're separated from heaven only because we don't know we're in it. And every time you are expressing something undivine, you're simply walking out of the Garden of Eden in a form that has no reality, no creator, nothing to sustain it, and it's just a little leaf on a tree that ultimately must wither. But the tree of life, the reality, the heaven, where manifestation is divine, is right here. Nobody can stop you from honoring it, except one of those five kings. Be ye reborn from the world to heaven. Something so unbelievable that the world would never suspect that it is the way of and the will of the Father. Because the mind is incapable of this, and the soul alone is capable of it, the only way you can honor Mother Father again is through your soul awareness. Five commandments, and each one of them telling you to be ascended to soul awareness, that you may move into that sense of reality which is totally different than the decaying, dying human life. It would appear to me that the disciples had, to a great measure, attained some level of this awareness, or the Master would never have said, "These are my mother, my brethren, and my sister, because they do the will of God." They were doing the will of God. They were aware of divine manifestation. They were learning to live here in heaven. That's where divine manifestation is, and that's what it is. They were learning of heavenly things. And so your physical mother is really invisibly your spiritual mother. She is in heaven now, here. Your physical father is in heaven here. Your physical child is in heaven here. Are you witnessing this correctly? Or are you brought down to the level of the mind which sees not the things of God? You are asked to notice not that which is not of the Father, but rather that which is divine. We are all being lifted to our own divinity. We are wiping the dust of mortality from our feet. Personally, I like the challenge of this. It is commanding us to rise above our own limited intellect, commanding us to be something greater than we ever dreamed we could be. It is commanding us to do the greater works. And the greater works are not in quantity, not in number, but in the transformation, not in the healing even, that isn't the greater works, but in the transformation from man of earth to son of God, right here, right out in front where the world can see. That transformation is the greater works. Our assignment is to take the second half of that commandment and to live with it until it is something we understand. We have all known about the divine will, but it is not enough to have faith in it. You must have faith in its manifestation too. Work with that. Work with it until you only know divine manifestation and know all that is not divine manifestation is untrue. And you will find that is the way you are developing soul awareness. You will find a sort of a cleft coming between mind and soul. Mind will say, what about this? And soul will say, no. And they'll be separated. You'll be separating mind and soul until, through this, you're separating the wheat and the chaff, the wheat and the tares. Soul will see reality, mind will see unreality, and you will not respond to what mind sees. Soul will dominate. You won't take dominion over matter. You'll recognize its unreality. You will feel your divinity. But you must work with that second half of the fifth commandment and really understand it and meditate with it. Be still with it a great deal. Take people you see one at a time in your consciousness and accept them as the invisible manifestation of God, perfect as the Father. And you'll begin to know that your soul is quickening you. This is difficult. It's mostly difficult because it is relatively new. We've been trying to see the Christ of everybody, but only because we've been told to do it. We haven't understood what we were doing. Now, I don't know about you, but last night's soul message and this morning's temple message have been quite effective in the consciousness of a number of us. And this continuing development of truth in consciousness is releasing soul awareness among our group. And I assure you that this is not stopping with you. If it's released in you, it's going much deeper than just where you seem to be physically. This is an impulse that is infinite. And the more of it that you release through your conscious awareness of soul as the instrument for the divine, the more you are releasing in the universe, not just in your home or your business, because it moves and ripples in invisible waves throughout the universe. And this is part of doing the greater works. It's not something the world comes up to you and says thank you for. It's just something you do. And the Father who seeth in secret pours more, more, more. The more you give out of this inner understanding, the more pours forth into you. And you'll need no one to tell you that you are moving into the sacred chamber of divine being. Every moment of truth, every moment of soul activity is drawing from the infinite essence and lifting you into the permanent body of the soul. The slightest thing that you overcome is another moment in which essence is extracted and soul body is perfected. Always the curtain of unreality is parted and there stands yourself. You are really washing the feet of the world. I think you will have time to see the girls now about the matters mentioned in that early announcement. And we'll see you bright and early tomorrow. I noticed we were comfortable tonight, and that's nice. Tomorrow morning, then, we'll resume the commandments, probably. And I want to have a session on the healing consciousness sometime. That's a must. Because the healing consciousness is actually nothing more than the Ten Commandments in action. See you in the morning, and thanks so much for being here.